invite you to turn, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 36, please. Jeremiah chapter 36. And while you're turning to that portion of Scripture, let me just say that God's been gracious to us since we met last with you. We couldn't come last year to the Dean Virgin Society, but enabled us to complete a parallel English-Russian Bible. We've been working on that for 9 years, and we've printed 12,000 copies. They've been well received, and we're grateful. Of course, the KJV and the Russian Synod translation. We have two other projects in connection with our sister ministry under Global Baptist Missions, hoping to complete a Choctaw English Bible of the Choctaw Indian, and also talked with a brother last week about doing an English Arabic New Testament. Again, it'll be a King James Version, and it'll be the I'm trying to think of Van Dyke, I believe, is the reliable Arabic translation. And so we're excited about, again, getting the Word of God and the staying power of the King James Version along beside some of these versions. Well, bless the Lord for that. All right, Jeremiah 36, verse number 19. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. And they went into the king, into the court, and they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king called Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama's scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it in the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, that he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiah, the son of Hamelech, and Sariah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll. And the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take thee again, another roll, and write in all the former words that were in the first roll which Jehoiakim the king of Judah had burned. Now I bless the Lord that though men can seek to destroy the Word of God, God preserves His Word. Amen? And I want to speak today on the subject of the World Bible Translation Center. I became aware of this organization through some advertising material that came to our bookshop earlier this year. We have a retail bookshop as well as our other ministries. And let me give you a bit of background about this. Now, let me say again, it's the World Bible Translation Center. My poor handwriting has got it into the paper translators, okay? It's World Bible Translation Center. And there's a 6-paragraph message from the president that I want to share with you. To give you a bit of background, and the president of this organization is named Craig Smith, and he writes these words, World Bible Translation Center is a ministry focused on understanding. That's our goal, to provide accurate translations that people can understand. Whether it's the woman in the bustling marketplace, the farmer in the distant village, the businessman right here at home, people everywhere need all of God's Word to be able to understand God's direction for their lives. For more than 30 years, we have been doing just that. Now, with 30 New Testaments and 13 Bibles, translated into languages spoken by 4.5 billion people, the center has a significant kingdom reach. We can only continue to move forward with the support of the people like you. Whether you're looking for scriptures for your customers, a ministry, or someone who wants to reach with the good news of Jesus, I believe you'll find our translations helpful and understandable. Now, that's the third use of the word understandable, all right? We feel a strong call from the Lord to increase our outreach through scripture distribution like never before. As well as the printed word, we'll be putting our Bibles on CD-ROM. People around the world can already access many of our translations online free of charge. Even now, most of the printed Bibles that we distribute are given freely or at a greatly reduced cost. Bibles that you purchase for resale shall provide a way for us to fund ongoing ministry activities and provide free scriptures for many who can't afford them. Thank you for your support of God's Word. We'd love to hear from you about how you find our translations helpful in your own or your customer's personal study. Craig Smith. Now, three times the word understanding was used. Once, the word accurate was used. That would give you a little idea of where it's going. In 30 years, an organization about 30 years of age have produced 30 New Testaments and now 14 Bibles. Or since he wrote this particular little article, they have now completed a Spanish Bible. They just had before a Spanish New Testament. So they have produced material to reach 4.5 billion of our 6 billion plus population. Now this is a very interesting group because they're hard to pin down. In their mission statement, we went to the internet and tried to find out more about this World Bible Translation. And the opening statement in the mission statement is, we exist to translate and distribute faithful, easy to understand translations of the scriptures in the world's major languages to lead people to Jesus and help believers grow in faith. There's a new buzzword among Bible publishers. They have moved from the word accurate to faithful. You find the same thing in the ESV. Talks about a faithful translation. They list their core values. The second core value is, we are committed to provide easy to understand scripture translations. And then finally, in the third core value, we provide accurate translations. Then they give a translation prompt, how they go about that, a translation, a back translation, a testing, a publication, and a distribution. And when we got on the website, we were seeking for a doctrinal statement. There was not a doctrinal statement to be found. We called the World Bible Translation Center, said, we're interested in knowing more about you. Can you please send us a doctrinal statement? Oh, we don't have a doctrinal statement. We're Christians, just love all Christians, and so forth and so on. So again, we could not get a doctrinal statement. And we decided, well, we'll just see if we can find out who this Craig Smith is. So again, we went on the internet to try to find out who Mr. Craig Smith was. And we discovered that Mr. Craig Smith was a graduate of Abilene Christian University. Now, Abilene Christian University, in their website, and the ACU profile, that Abilene Christian University is affiliated with the Churches of Christ. So we thought we'd ask the Abilene Christian University. We couldn't find, again, a doctrinal statement about what they believe. And on their website, we called the Abilene Christian University. I said, we'd like to have some more information about you. Could you please send us a doctrinal statement? Oh, we don't have a doctrinal statement. We welcome Christians of all denominations, etc., etc., etc. Now, it's very amazing that these folks don't want to tell you what they believe. So no general, no doctrinal statement, either on the website, either available through telephone calls. But we did discover, as I've already said, that they certainly are supported, it appears to be, from the information we can gather, by the Church of Christ. Now, very interesting was to find out as we were researching this material that World Bible Society, the World Bible Translation Center, is now distributing more than 6 million copies of the Bible annually. I don't believe that statement. I believe they're probably inaccurate. We even have a Baptist Missionary Society in Chattanooga that cannot tell the difference between a Bible and a New Testament. Because they raise money for Bibles when in reality they're talking about New Testaments. All right. And they use the statement here. They're distributing more than 6 million copies of the Bible annually. Probably New Testaments and Bibles is what they're saying, which has brought to more than 4 billion people in the various languages across the globe. You say, well, how significant is the work that we could even consider it at this particular meeting? Well, the work is significant enough that already in the easy-to-read scripture trade catalog that they sent to our bookshop, they have a listing of 44 products available. They had four more in the chutes that I've mentioned already. We've received notice even since this material that there has been a Spanish Bible completed. You say, well, how could they have such a reach to so many different languages and say they're reaching 4.5 billion? Well, as you well know, they have translated a Bible called the Easy to Read Version into the English language. 1.2 billion people in the world read or understand English. So that's a significant outreach through the English Bible alone. But also in going down through their easy to read international language scriptures, I counted 8 or 9 Bibles and New Testaments that have been put into the language of the Indian people. I'm talking about the Asian Indian folk, all right? In this instance, there's Tamil, Telugu, Oraya, Kannada, Hindi, Gujarati, Malayalam, Marathi, and Canada. And so, again, you're talking about at least another billion there. Because the population of India is over 1 billion. Now, that's not all the languages in India, but certainly that's a significant number of languages in India. Plus, they've also targeted, as some of the former Soviet bloc languages, they have produced the Bible, and a very beautiful children's Bible. I haven't brought the children's Bible, but here is the Russian Bible that they produced. So again, we're talking about several millions in Russia, and then all of the folk in the former Soviet Union had to learn Russian as a second language. Plus Ukrainian, they work in Malaysian, Hungarian, they're just producing a parallel Romanian English New Testament in paperback and hardback covers. So you can see that their claim for 4.5 billion people being reached by their languages is not insignificant. But the big question, of course, as we come to consider this group, is what is the text that underlies the translation of the World Bible Translation Center? And so we lean heavily upon three sources. Of course, I can read English. Well, that helped me to be the fourth source. We have two workers who work among the Spanish. Reverend Leon Johnson is planning a Spanish-speaking church in North Carolina. Brother Charles Allengood has helped plant Spanish-speaking churches in Mexico. And then we have in our own office, Ekaterina Nesh, who is from the former Soviet Union. And we read some of these key passages beside there. And let me just say is we read the one on Russian beside Sister Katya, as we call her. She made this statement. She said, by trying to modernize the scriptures, these translators would change even the simplest phrases and words, thus making many sentences awkward, stilted, and harder to read than the older translation. They changed the word order as well, which produced choppy sentences, lacking unity or flow. Sister Katya simply could not understand why they felt the need to change so many words that even a child could understand. But let me go to some specifics. For example, Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and verses 9 through 20. And in the Spanish, there was a footnote. The oldest manuscripts do not include verses 9 through 20. In the Russian version, verse number 8, they said, some earlier Greek stopped here. In John chapter number 7, verse 53, to John 8, verse 11, the Spanish said the best and the oldest manuscript, these are all in footnotes, of John do not have John 7, 53 to John 8, 11. And others put it in a different place. In the Russian, they had a very strange footnote on this. The Russian said the very oldest and the very best Greek copies do not have lines 753 to 811. Now the Russians do not call scripture lines. They call it verses like we do. So that's a very interesting footnote. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, the Spanish said, water can refer to the baptism of Jesus. In all of my reading, I have never seen that word water in verse 6 of 1 John 5 referred that that water that's spoken about there is the baptism of Jesus. Again, Russian, and the Spirit, and the Russian had it all hashed up. In verse number 6 of the Russian, the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit of truth, is moved from the end of verse 6 to the beginning of verse 7. In verse number 7, there are three witnesses. Verse 8, spirit, water, and blood, they all witness about the same. Verse 9, so when we accept man's witness, therefore, we must admit that God's witness is more valuable because he witnesses about his son. They admit in verse number 7 the list of the Father, the Word, and the Son. They omit the list of the Trinity. They admit these three are one. And there's no witness, there's no reference to the three witnesses in earth as opposed to the three witnesses in heaven. So again, you can see there's a hodgepodge when they come to that key verse of translation. We come to Acts chapter 8, that great passage where God is dealing with the Ethiopian eunuch. And they come to verse 37 where the Ethiopian eunuch makes a profession. He said, he asked about baptism and said, you may be if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. But they completely admit verse number 37. It's also insisted in verse number 37 and the Spanish, they use a different Spanish word for eunuch. That doesn't mean the same thing. In the Russian, again they admit verse 37. And then they have this. Some Greek sources include, and Philip said, if you believe with all your soul, you can be baptized. And the other man said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They replaced the word heart with soul. They replaced Almanus, is that you can be baptized. When we come to Peter's great confession, and confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and then the Lord's statement about Christ building his church, the Spanish uses the wrong word for rock. They use the word for a big rock. And there's a differentiation, as our brother can tell us, between the two Greek words. In the Russian, the power of death will not prevail. They translate that in the Russian, the power of death will not prevail, as opposed to what the Synod has, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So again, you can see that there's a taking away a penknifing, if you will, of both of these translations in the Spanish and in the Russian. Luke chapter number 16, we read in the Spanish verse 23, the rich man died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead to suffer much. Instead of the word tormented, they simply have suffering in the plane. In the Russian, we have, and in the kingdom of death, where they tortured the rich man, he looked above and saw from a distance Abraham hugging Lazarus. In the Synodal translation, the reliable one, it has, the rich man died in hell, and has the suffering of Lazarus in hell. And again, when we come to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, the Spanish has the word virgin there. In the Russian, we have the word maiden or girl. And that's a corruption that we've seen ever since with Father Horn, isn't it? And of course, thinking and being persuaded and not being able to confirm that this World Bible Translation Center, our Church of Christ, we thought we would try to look and see, well, are there any verses that would particularly perpetrate the doctrine of baptism or regeneration? We came across a very interesting one in 1 Peter 3:21. And you remember it's talking there about Noah going through the Red Sea. In a like manner, you are baptized. But here's what it has in the Spanish version of this easy-to-read Spanish version. Water is like baptism, which now saves you. Russian has, water is the image of the baptism, which saves us today. All right? And then when it's talking about the answer of a pure conscience in our King James Version, Spanish has a petition God for a pure conscience, and rather than the answer of God for a pure conscience. We come to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse number 8, very familiar verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The Spanish says, you have been saved by grace because you believe. The Russian says, because only by the grace of God you are saved, thanks to faith. And this is not from you, this is a gift to God. So, through faith was replaced by thanks to faith. Now, this Bible, like many of the other modern perversions, these easy-to-read Bibles, is a Bible without repentance. Again, in Mark 1:15, Luke 13, verses 3 and 5, Acts 20:21, the word repentance is not found there. In fact, I feel very blasphemous and teaches very clearly a work salvation. Let me just quickly read Mark 1:15, and then we'll make a few closing statements and get out of the way here. In Mark 1, verse 15, that great passage where the Lord told us what we're to preach. He said, as the right time is now here, God's kingdom is near. Change your hearts and lives and believe the good news. It's actually taken out of the old word gospel. Completely replaced the word gospel with the phrase good news. Now, I know we explain the gospel as being the good news, but again, it's a Bible without repentance, a Bible without the word gospel. And so it's actually incredible. One final verse, and again, you're at liberty if you want to look at these more thoroughly after or sometime during the conference. The very beginning of the Old Testament. Here's what it says. First verse. God created the sky and the earth at first. I'm glad God created the heavens. Plural. Not just the sky, one part of the heavens. Amen. God created the sky and the earth. Well, you say, who is for the easy-to-read translations in all of these languages? Well, as you might well suspect, one of the enemies of the Word of God is for what the World Bible Translation Center is doing. And I quote again from the web pages and the download of some of the true text. Readers of the various World Bible Translation Center translations responded with these comments. This is a response. There are three here, one from India, one from Russia, and the third one from the USA. Dr. Bruce Metzger, renowned New Testament scholar and professor at Princeton Theological Seminary, on our English version from the text. Here's what he says, and I quote, "I have examined the rendering in various parts of the New Testament, and I'm pleased with the high scholarship that it embodies. The modifications that are introduced for the sake of presenting the text in sign language are sensible and consistent, nor do they compromise the spiritual meaning of the text. You likewise present in the footnotes a certain number of variant readings found in the manuscripts. All of these features indicate careful and dedicated work." I would firmly say to you that you need not only to be aware of what the World Bible Translation Center is doing for the Spanish and English translations, for your own people and your own ministry's sake, but you need to be aware of the World Bible Translation Center for all of the foreign languages they're producing, for your missionaries' sake, and for the furtherance of the true Word of God in other languages. God help us to see again, this is the old Yehudi back at it again, that is modern penknife, cutting up the Word of God, and again, giving not the Word of God, but simply books that contain the Word of God.